Yeah, I mean, it's always so packed in town anyway, so I think if you extended it just for an hour or so longer, then it would definitely benefit people. So,
well, I wouldn't say that extending it would be any beneficial, really, to anybody. People shop all week round. Sundays, I think people should be, I don't know, have a right to stay at home on a Sunday.
Depends if the employees are happy, to be honest. If they're willing to work, then why not?
No, I don't. I think it's fair that everyone should have time off on a Sunday. Sunday's time for like chilling, rest, church, things like that.
But Sunday shouldn't be done because it's employees should be entitled to your work-life balance, where whether you're part-time or full-time, especially within retail, because I've worked in retail myself, that Sunday after evening is the time you spend with yourself, like where you just catch up with bits and bobs outside of work or with family or friends. Whereas, like, say, if you did extend it, then it's kind of like not having a life.
I think it's a good idea, yeah, because I think it'll be good for students to get more hours work and get more pay and have a better lifestyle in Liverpool.
The defeat is the second of this Parliament in the Commons for Cameron, after this debate lost by 31 votes after Cameron failed to reach a compromise with unconvinced MPs.
That was Alice Gorton talking about the defeat of the plans to change Sunday trading laws. It's been announced this week that a school in Speke is costing taxpayers £100 million, even though it's been closed for 2 years. The school was part of a special deal where it was leased back to the council. Our reporter Laura Gilchrist has more.
The Liverpool City Council is having to pay £4.3 million a year to fund the Parkland School in Speke, which has been standing empty since 2014. The school has ultra-modern architecture, which at the time was thought to change the face of Speke forever. But 10 years after opening, it was forced to close down because of low pupil numbers. The school was built using private sector money but was leased back to the council under a 25-year deal known as a private finance initiative, commonly shortened to PFI. Mayor Jo Anderson has said that it must be the most expensive PFI deal in history, costing the equivalent to £12,000 a day. The Liberal Democrats signed the deal when they were in power, and I spoke to the leader of the Lib Dems, Councillor Richard Kemp, about why they agreed to a PFI deal.
The government wanted to keep all its deals off books, like they did, like Enron did with their accounting. So the Labour government encouraged councils and health trusts and all sorts of parts of the public sector to borrow money through a PFI route. So Liverpool didn't want to do it. It did it less than any other city, but sometimes it had to because that was the only funding route available to meet some of the needs of our people. Parkland School isn't the only one. It's the only one in Liverpool, but there's one in Knowsley. My understanding is there are something like 30 schools similar to Parkland's all over the country, built by administrations of all political parties, because similarly they were forced by the Labour government to take this route.
Do you think that the school will open again one day? Is that a possibility?
I doubt that it will ever open now as a school. It could have been used, of course, by St Julie's School to relocate while the new St Julie's was built. And I understand that Jaguar might be interested in it as a training establishment. So I think its future is not as a school, but there may be other educational uses that it could be put to, particularly in terms of vocational training for people of 18 and above. But it'll never be a school again.
So far, the council, who has already made a massive amount of budget cuts, has paid off £32 million, with another £58 million to go.
That was Laura Gilchrist talking about the closed-down school costing the council a fortune. As you're aware, JMU Journalism produce a weekly hard copy of the news. You can find several intriguing stories in there this week, including New Brighton cleaning up for the Queen's Big Day, Tate launching its new art gym, a campaign of friendship for those who need it most in Merseyside, and how Ray Quinn has saved the Peter Pan pantomime in St Helens. Now let's take a look at this week's sport roundup with our reporter James Knowles.
Tonight, on the 10th of March, history will be made at Anfield as fierce rivals Liverpool and Manchester United clash in tonight's Europa League round of 16 tie. It is the first time the pair have faced each other in a European competition, and Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp has called tonight's game the mother of all football games. United have never won Europe's second biggest club competition, but Liverpool have won the cup three times with the recent coming in 2001. Both teams will have plenty to play for, with the winner of the Europa League competition guaranteed qualification into next season's Champions League. Liverpool will be hoping to avenge the two defeats United gave them this season by knocking their arch rivals out of a European competition. Brian Oviedo is a doubt for Everton's FA Cup quarter-final with Chelsea this weekend after coming down with a chest infection. The Blues defender was rushed to hospital on Wednesday morning with reports suggesting he was suffering with chest pains. However, those reports are understood to be wide of the mark. The two Merseyside teams in the Vanarama National League, Tranmere and Southport, had disappointing results this week as both teams failed to pick up 3 points. Tranmere, who were pushing for promotion, drew 2-2 away against lowly Geesley, while Southport lost 1-0 away to high-flying Grimsby. Tranmere boss Gary Brabin admits it was 2 points dropped in their promotion chase, whilst the 1-0 loss for the Sandgrounders makes it 2 defeats in 3 days for Dino Mamria's team. On to boxing now. Liverpool super lightweight Robbie Davis Jr. emphatically stopped Finland's Jarkko Puttonen inside 6 rounds to win the vacant WBA Continental title on Saturday night. The win was more impressive given the fact that Puttonen had never been stopped in the time limit as a professional. Finally, onto athletics. The New Balance English School's National Cross Country Championships took place this week, with Merseyside athletes present across the varying age groups. Regarded by many as the pinnacle of the junior cross-country season, the championships offer the perfect springboard for the future success, with Olympic champions Mo Farah and Alistair Brownlee amongst previous winners. With medals hard to come by, Merseyside's only individual medalist on the day was Liverpool's Harriet Ella McNiven, finishing a superb third in the junior girls' 3.5km event.
Lastly, let's have a look at what's on in Liverpool this week. Saturday the 12th of March sees Liverpool's debut Comic-Con, and excitement is starting to build ahead of the 2-day celebration of the best in modern pop culture. The event at the Exhibition Centre on King's Dock will see a host of big names at the event, including the Bionic Woman Linda Wagner, Assassin's Creed Syndicate stars Paul Amos and Victoria Atkin, Red Dwarf's Robert Llewellyn, and Murdoch Mysteries star Thomas Craig. Shiverpool is back. Described as a trailblazing tour by Visit Liverpool, this is Liverpool's original and most famous historic ghost walk. This tour is popular with all age groups and appeals to a broad spectrum of people. Discover Liverpool's most famous ghost, grisly history, and be taken on a tour that ends at an awe-inspiring Gothic Anglican cathedral. To join in with the scares, meet outside the Philharmonic pub on Hope Street in Liverpool's Culture Quarter on the 11th of March. Liverpool vs Manchester, Matthews vs Flanagan. WBO World Lightweight Champion Terry Flanagan makes his long-awaited title defence against bitter rival Derry Matthews in a massive all-British blockbuster showdown on Saturday the 12th of March at the Liverpool Echo Arena. Liverpool hero Matthews has vowed to prize the belt from Flanagan in what will be his 50th professional fight of a glittering career. All-action Dirty Derry says there's no way Flanagan will ruin his big night. That's all for this week. Don't forget to visit us at www.jmu-journalism.org.uk for more top stories updated every day. And make sure you join us next week for our latest edition of the Liverpool Life Podcast.
This has been the Liverpool Life Podcast, brought to you by the journalism students at the Redmond's News Centre. More next week.